Prologue. Holy Saturday, April 18th, AD 1356. Chadderton, Derbyshire, England. A new season, a new start, an end to tragedy. That was what Brynwyn hoped as she helped her aunt and uncle unpack their wares at the Chadderton village market. Saturday market days were always busy, but today was special. Spring weather had arrived at last and the entire village turned out. Even with the winter's incidents, everyone looked forward to the Easter season with great anticipation. Beside her, Aunt Joan busied herself with arranging her homemade preserves in jars on the narrow table. Snippets of gossip carried to Brynwyn as she removed the bundle from the wooden crate proffered by her Uncle Walter. With nimble fingers, she unwrapped the brown spotted eggs nestled within and set them with care in the large display basket.
"'Tain't right,'
said the aged woman with a crooked back. She glared a rheumy eye at the miller's lad at the next table.
"'It's never cost over four.'
The lad, with reddening cheeks, answered in a quiet tone. Brynwyn didn't catch his response. "'Must have raised their prices again,' she thought with a sigh. "'Kitty and the cow? Not found,' came another voice drifting to her from a couple of tables away. "'Looked everywhere all this morn.' The hair on the back of Brynwyn's neck stood on end. "'Oh no, is Kitty missing too?' Brynwyn didn't know her well, but the girl had a free spirit. However, after everything that had happened, one could never be so sure. Brynwyn leaned toward the speaker to catch more of the conversation, praying she had misheard. A shadow fell over her, causing her to jump and almost topple the egg basket.
"Brynwyn!"
said her friend, Caitlin. The thin girl's brown eyes creased with worry as she jammed her empty basket down on the table. Before Brynwyn could catch her breath, Caitlin continued in a rush.
"Costin's disappeared and his wife is frantic."
"Not Costin,"
Brynwyn said, a lump forming in her throat. Brynwyn had helped with the birth of his first son only the week before. Last she had seen Costin and his wife, joy had filled their home with the recent addition to their little family. And now this. When did it happen?
"Just 2 nights ago," Caitlin replied. "Went to tend to the sheep and never came back."
Brynwyn's shoulders sagged, her hands moving over the eggs of their own accord. It was just like the others. She leaned forward and lowered her voice to a whisper.
"Have you heard anything about Kitty?"
Caitlin shook her head.
"Only bits and pieces of gossip from around town, but nothing definite. She and the cow went missing before her family awoke for the morning milking."
"I hope she is all right."
"Aye, me too," Caitlin said. "My mum nearly didn't let me come to the market today. All day and night she worries and cries, rarely leaving the house. It's becoming a right nuisance."
For the first time, Brynwyn noticed the worry lines etching their way into her young friend's face.
"This isn't right," she thought. "Why is this happening to us?"
A new determination grew in Brynwyn's chest. She had to keep positive, if only for her friends and family's sakes. She squeezed Caitlin's hand.
"We must remain strong, Caitlin. All we can do now is pray the new lieutenant and his knights will figure out what's happening and put an end to it once and for all. And if they don't..."
She shrugged.
"Then I suppose we'll all need to keep our chickens and cows inside, as I hear livestock are next to go."